Before we dive in, two things. First, thank you. Listeners like you are why we do this. Our team works hard on every episode to ensure we bring you the best content possible. Second, it's a gift-giving time of year. People ask us all the time, what's your setup or what's your favorite gear? We put all of our favorites together in our new Generation Leader gift guide. Find recommendations for those hard to buy for people on your list and get them something great this year. Find the gift guide at newgenerationleader.fm/gift and we'll keep this up to date all year round. All right, let's get on with the show. Feeling stuck in your leadership journey? What if you could spend the next 4 months investing in yourself, finding balance, and developing your ideal leadership voice? Come experience how hundreds of leaders have transformed their influence and found the sweet spot of influence. Here on episode 20 of the New Generation Leader podcast, we are talking about Leader Lab. Welcome to the New Generation Leader. We are giving you the tools you need to lead in the digital world. Ready to reach your true potential? Let's get started. Welcome to the New Generation Leader podcast. Welcome to episode 20 of the podcast. I'm excited to talk about Leader Lab as we kick off this exciting new opportunity for leaders. But to kick off this episode, I want to take a trip down memory lane and go back to 2016 in my own leadership journey. One of the pivotal moments in my leadership development and my personal experience came when I reconnected with a good friend, Tom Niebel. Dr. Tom Niebel was a trainer. He and I had met in events we had hosted here in the Mid-Atlantic. And I reconnected with Tom, and he invited me into a year-long journey, a year-long leadership development experience with leaders. We represented all corners of the globe. We had leaders across North America, South America, Europe, and each one of those leaders gathered around a Zoom screen. Back in 2016, before Zoom screens were as popular as they are now, and we connected every couple weeks for an entire year. And over the course of that year, I laid down a foundation of leadership tools, development, understanding, but also an incredible sense of community. I would go on to meet multiple of the guys from that group throughout the years. Some as they traveled through the Mid-Atlantic here, others in events that we both ended up at. And that experience serves as the foundation of what is now the New Generation Leader Lab. It's an experience to unlock leaders' full and true potential. But let's talk about why. Why do we need this? Why do we need the kind of leadership development that we're talking about and laying out in Leader Lab? Well, there's a reality that we discuss, that we talk about all the time. It's something that I wrote about in The New Generation Leader, and it's the fact that so often I get called in to coach leaders who have been promoted. They've been identified and promoted into a new leadership role without being equipped. And part of our premise as New Generation Leaders is, how do we equip the leaders that we've identified before we need to propel them into leadership roles? How do we create a smart cut, not a shortcut, but a more efficient way to build up, develop, pour into, and invest in leaders? Now, the leaders that we're talking about here may be asking a question. Maybe they're experiencing this very reality. I just got a promotion. My team's falling apart. I feel like I'm swimming upstream all the time. Did my bosses make a mistake? And this kind of doubt, when it sets in, can be so disheartening, so discouraging, and can pull leaders down from reaching their potential. And our philosophy is built around the idea that we want to prepare you before you get promoted, but just because you've been promoted doesn't mean we can't build a solid foundation and get you to a place of health. It's not too late. We can solve this challenge. And that is one of the foundational components of Leader Lab, is we've got to get you healthy. We've got to get you healthy as a leader to be on solid footing, solid foundation, not feel like you're swimming upstream or sinking underwater all the time. Other leaders, I had a leader give me this phrase earlier this year. She said, I feel like people are asking or wondering, am I a bad leader? That nagging question and doubt, am I a bad leader? And it comes from all corners. It can come from imposter syndrome. Jason Pfeiffer had a podcast episode about that, which was a phenomenal look at the origins of imposter syndrome. But am I being bad or am I under-optimized? Being bad and being under-optimized are two very different realities for leaders. We want to help you optimize. We want to get you clicking on running on all cylinders, ready to take on the world, to change your team, your organization for the better, to unlock the greatest potential that exists, which starts with you. We're pretty confident that anyone can discover their leadership sweet spot. Through Leader Lab, we also want to develop the not yet leaders. You want to lead a team, but you wonder, do I have what it takes to get to the next level? Do I have what it takes to get this promotion that I want? School prepared us for the facts about our work. We're going to teach you about the self and team awareness that you need. Just this spring, Jim and I, one of my collaborators with Leader Lab from Bespoke, Jim and I worked with a client team, and one of the team members, quiet, kind-hearted, very generous, very encouraging, but a quieter member of the team. Over the course of our 4 months in working with his team, he quickly stepped up to the plate. He built confidence. I don't know if he came in wanting to lead a team, but he did want to lay a stronger foundation. And at the end of it, not even the end, by the end, he had been promoted already. So even if you question, do I have what it takes? Investing in yourself is never the wrong decision. And what we walk through in Leader Lab is simple, sticky tools that make Leader Lab a revolutionary leadership development experience. It's going to prepare you to lead in the 21st century. Your education probably didn't prepare you for what you will face as a leader, but Leader Lab will. So what does this look like? What are the pillars that we're walking through? Well, number one, we want you to become healthy as a leader. Every leader needs these four foundational tools because you can't give what you don't possess. So we're going to lay a foundation and help you become healthy as a leader. Then in the second phase, we're going to develop your signature voice. We're going to help you understand your natural personal communication style. You might just hear yourself clearly for the first time and apply these insights, not only to overcome your own insecurity, but to begin to identify and highlight the signature voice of your team members around you. And then our third phase is to develop an action plan. Where do you go from here? We're going to spend 4 months together, but this is not the end of your leadership destination. We're just getting started. So where do you want to go? How are you going to continue to unlock yourself at work and at home and break through your current barriers? Grow yourself to be a leader worth following. So we're going to do that in a variety of tools, in a variety of ways, in a variety of methods. Leader Lab is built around four different learning modes. It comes from this idea that we each learn and communicate different ways and in different styles, in different audience sizes, in different methodologies. So you're going to start every 2 weeks in a rhythm of watching a couple short videos, maybe 45 minutes to an hour tops. You're gonna have a short introductory video that you watch and then download a PDF reflection, an exercise for you to go through, not just to download content, but to actually apply this to yourself so that you are ready when we get together, when we meet live. You're ready to process this. You've already thought about it ahead of time. It's not a reaction. It's a well thought out reflection. So then we're going to meet for what we call a live core session. After we've made sure that you know the information, that you've got it, you've wrestled with it in the first week, then in the second week when we come back together, we're going to apply this. We're going to really work on challenging you, helping you hear from other leaders how they are challenging themselves. So we got video content, group conversations, and the third component is our coaching. One-to-one coaching is available for all of our participants in Leader Lab. We want you to go even deeper, apply this in an even deeper level. And then the fourth component is our signature voice session. Your voice truly shapes who you are. I'm speaking later this week at a conference where they're talking about our collective spark. We want to light a collective spark within you, within your team, within everyone you meet, that they see themselves differently, that you see yourself differently. And we do that by taking a look at your signature voice, which is exactly what I'm speaking about at the conference later this week. So our signature voice module identifies your unique leadership voice. So we've got asynchronous learning modules. We have live cohort sessions. We have personalized one-to-one coaching. And we have this pivotal signature voice session. And if you miss a session, one of our live meetings, we'll have those recordings available so you can catch up. But the idea is that you are reflecting, you are learning, you are growing as an individual. You're also learning and have some level of accountability. That reminder every week, I had a leader wrap up a four-month session a couple weeks ago, and she said, you know what? I'm going to keep this hour on my calendar to make sure it sticks, to make sure I keep it, because I want to keep growing. I'm not ending right now just because our meetings ended. And so that camaraderie, the community of the cohort experience is really going to give you that level of accountability. And to go even one layer deeper, the one-on-one conversation with the coach is going to help you truly transform your own leadership, your understanding, and your application of what we're wrestling with. So why is the Leader Lab unlike any other leadership learning experience? Well, one, traditional leadership workshops are expensive. They feature long sessions with a lot of content, a lot of words, and they require us to do a lot of thinking. We have a bias towards action. Our proven process uses simple, scalable tools because we want to see you grow as a leader, but not just you. Your growth as a leader will be evidenced by how you scale these tools. Share them with the people around you, your family, your friends, your coworkers. One leader said, I believe that the impact your program has made on members of many in this first cohort is transformative. Many of us involved on the board have waited months, if not years, for a program like this to come into our lives. Another client said, I think the leadership skills that this teaches can be applied in any professional environment and at any level. One doesn't need to be a manager or in any kind of leadership role at all for it to be impactful and beneficial. For non-managerial employees, it teaches them how to be a leader within their teams through communication, empowerment, and a whole variety of topics. This process, the process of Leader Lab, is trusted by Chick-fil-A, by Soccer Shots, by Google. Many have walked this path. Many have experienced this. And we would love for you to experience this as well. We get started with this brand new cohort next week. So give it some thought. Give it some consideration. See if now is the time for you to take your leadership to the next level. But I'll also leave you with this caveat. If the answer is not right now, I don't want to join a group, or I want a private group, or I can't start this month. How about next month? Is there a solution? Yes, absolutely. We want to find a way. Again, our bias towards action is for you to unlock your true potential. So unlock your true potential, walk through this process, see if you aren't changed. Check out newgenerationleader.com/2020. This is episode 20, a milestone episode in this podcast. Check out the show notes page for a couple things that we've mentioned and to sign up for Leader Lab. We'd love to see you transform and unlock yourself and reach your true potential.
Thanks for listening to the New Generation Leader Podcast. Subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform. Ready to reach your true potential? Join our network of like-minded leaders in the New Generation Leader Mastermind Group. Find all the tools you need at newgenerationleader.com. Thanks for listening today, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the New Generation Leader Podcast.
Thanks again for listening to today's show. Don't forget to check out the New Generation Leader gift guide at newgenerationleader.fm/gift. Thanks to Brian, Jim, Jay, and the team behind the scenes. We'll see you next time on the New Generation Leader Podcast.